Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Nothing is more common among the inhabitants of this world, especially the religious men of all types, than the idea that God weighs the relative goodness of men and upon that basis metes out blessings or curses, as the case may be. Most entertain the notion that the good deeds and devotion of men have some place of high regard in the eyes of the Lord. Isaiah describes the unsuitableness of anything which springs from the creature. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we do all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. If our righteousnesses, that is, our acts of devotion, obedience, and kindness, is as a menstruous cloth in the sight of a holy God, then where shall we go when covered with the sin which has caused him to hide his face from us? For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, where shall the end of them be that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? The psalmist asked this very question, Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. The man of religion looks at this verse and sets about to cleanse himself and develop the necessary attributes which will give him an entrance there. Yet the scriptures are quite clear that there is only one man who has ever fulfilled these requirements. It is he who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. His righteousness, which is a perfect and unadulterated righteousness, is alone acceptable in the courts of heaven. We would be drowned in despair, except that we have been given ears to hear a most joyful sound, which rings throughout the earth and ministers light to those who sit in darkness. This sound is the gospel of the glory of the blessed God. The gospel declares both the origin and the extent of that righteousness and redemption which is secured for the sons of God by and in Jesus Christ. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. This is the path of the just, which Paul testifies of. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Jesus Christ alone is the just one. No other man born of a woman can claim this standing. He has fulfilled every jot and tittle of the law. He alone has clean hands. He went about doing good each day of his life. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Jesus Christ alone has a pure heart. As Peter said, neither was guile found in his mouth. We are exhorted to love one another with a pure heart fervently. He is the only man who has ever done that perfectly. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Jesus Christ alone has not lifted up his soul unto vanity. He came into the world with one purpose in mind, which was to do his Father's will. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. He sought no approval from men. Jesus Christ alone has not sworn deceitfully. What he has said, he will do. The strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. The Lord weighs the path of the just. No other path is worthy of his consideration, nor shall any be received who are not found in that path. How foolish is the man who shall seek to come into the presence of God through any other way, even as our Lord Jesus testified. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Are you in this path? All shall surely perish who seek to approach unto God in any other righteousness than that which is of Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.